Okay. Good evening. Thank you, everybody, for coming. So the next couple of weeks, the topic of this year will be Hadlakas Neiris of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what the source of lighting the Neiris is, and what's the gather? Is it a chiyuv to light the Neiris? Is it not a chiyuv? So I don't know about the Sfardim Ashkenazim, so we say B'med Madlikin every Friday night. So this Mishnah should be very familiar to the Ashkenazim. Anybody else says B'med Madlikin every Friday night?
Not anymore. That's the problem. For 38 years. I haven't said it for 38 years.
What about Kahelas? Okay. So that...
Well, Kahelas, they say.
So it says in the Mishnah, Shabbos Chavdalad Amid Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, this is a famous Mishnah in B'mei Malikin. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, Ein Madlikin B'itron B'pnei Kevoit HaShabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that one is not to use, this Mishnah is discussing the oils, the fuels that you're allowed to use for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to light with Itron. Itron is tar. Rashi says it's the psoilus of Zephes. It's tar. So apparently it would be a good fuel and things would light up, it would light well. But Mipnei Kavit HaShabbos, but you're not supposed to light with Itron because of Kavit Shabbos. The Chachamim Matirin V'kol Hashmonim. But the Chachamim permit you to light with any kind of a fuel, any oil. B'shemen Shumshemin, with sesame oil. B'shemen Egoizim, with nut oil. B'shemen Tznoinois, radish oil, like a tznoin. Shemen Dogim, fish oil. B'shemen Pakuais, gourd oil, some kind of a vegetable oil that you would make oil out of the gourds, out of the cucumbers or the gourds. B'itron, so they permit you to light with Itron, with this tar. B'neft, and naphtha, right? So it's a very flammable oil. So you're allowed to, the Chachamim say you're allowed to use that.
It smells real good too.
Oh, right. It smells very good too. So there are two reasons why the other opinion says not to light with naphtha. One reason is because it's flammable, so it's dangerous. And the other reason is because since it smells nice, you might actually be inclined to take some of the oil on Shabbos. You might forget that you're not allowed to. Rav Tarfon Oimer, Eimad Likin El
B'Shemen. I was being facetious. Naphtha is horrible.
So there's a kind that smells nice also. Okay. Rav Tarfon Oimer.
You use naphtha when it's real. It smells so bad.
like kerosene. Ein madlikin ela b'shemen zayis bilvad. Rav Tarfon says, Ein madlikin ela b'shemen zayis bilvad. You're only supposed to use shemen zayis. And that those that light with oil, that's the minute to use olive oil. But the halacha in Shulchan Aruch actually follows Rabbi Shmuel, that you are allowed to light with any oil besides Itron. You shouldn't use Itron, you shouldn't use the tar. So the Gemara says like this, on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, so my time of, are there any handouts left? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, in we're up to item Beis, the Gemara Chaf Hei Amud Beis Isa, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that you're not allowed to light with Itron? With the tar oil. So Omar Rava, says, Mitoich Shurechoi Ra. So this is, Rav Moshe, this is what you were saying about the neft. Rav Shmuel says the reason why you can't light with the itron, with the tar. So Rava explains, Mitoich Shurechoi Ra, because it smells, Gzeira Shema Yanichena V'yatze. We're afraid that he's going to light the candle. He's going to light with the oil, with the itron, but it gives off a bad odor, even though it burns well. So we're not afraid that he's going to tilt the nair to feed the flame, but it smells. So since it smells, we're afraid he's going to leave. He's going to leave the room where the nair is burning. So we have to just remember, we have to put it into context, that in those days, having a nair, the alternative of not having nair meant sitting in the dark. It's not like today, right, where the nair is just there. It's just there for the Kavod Shabbos. But the nair was actually providing the light. So we're afraid that if you fuel your nair with Itron, so Ein Achinami, you have lit the candles, that's true, but you're going to leave because it smells. Omale Abaye. So now this is fascinating. Abaye asks, V'yotza, so let him go, right? What's the difference? In other words, Abaye doesn't see any reason why you should have to sit by the candle. So light the candle and then leave the room. What's the difference? You fulfilled, you lit the candle. So Omale, so Rava says, Sha'ani Oimer, because I hold Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chayva. I hold that the lighting of the candle is a chayva. The Omar of Nachman bar Rav Zavda, the Amri la Omar of Nachman bar Rava, Omar Rav, hadlaka ner b'Shabbos is a chayva. That lighting the candle on Shabbos is a chayva, is an obligation. And the rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis rishus. But washing your hands and your feet in those days, rechitzis panav yadav v'raglav, getting ready for Shabbos with a shower, the face and the hands and the feet, is only a rishus. And I hold that it's a mitzvah. I hold that washing, taking a shower before Shabbos is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says here two different expressions. The Gemara says that Ner Shabbos is a chayva, is an obligation, and the taking a shower before Shabbos is either a rishus, it's voluntary, it's a nice thing to do, or it's a mitzvah. But Tosfos explains, we'll speak more about this next week, Tosfos explains that the word chayva means that it's a bigger obligation than just a mitzvah. Taking a shower, getting ready for Shabbos, taking a shower for Shabbos is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it, but the Ner Shabbos is mamish a chayva. We're going to quote the Rambam later, who emphasizes that there's a bigger chiyuv to light the Ner Shabbos over the shower. Okay, so the Shaila is, in item Gimel, what's the Machlekes Abaye and Rava? So if we take a step back, Abaye holds that there's absolutely nothing wrong. He doesn't understand the reason behind Rabbi Shmuel. Why shouldn't you be allowed to light with Itron? Right? Even though it smells bad, so what? Light the Ner. If you want to leave the room, so leave the room. Don't stay by the candle. What's the difference? You still lit the candle. What's the difference? And Rava says that lighting the candle is a chayva. You have to light the candle. So if you have to light the candle, if you leave the room, it'll be as if you didn't light the candle. So what exactly is the machlekes between Abaye and Rava?
One seems like saying it's hadlaka osa mitzvah. Once you light it, you're done. And you can leave the room. Whereas the other sheet must be that you've got to
have to use it.
So that's what Tosfos is pretty much going to. So we're going to see a machlekes between Tosfos and the Tosfos of Rush exactly. Now, if we take another step back, if we think about it, whatever the machlekes between Abaye and Rava is, whatever the argument between Abaye and Rava is, sorry, I printed up 10 of them, sorry. So we have a big crowd tonight. So whatever, you can look on with me, Bob, here. Here, look on with me. Look on with me. Yeah. So whatever the argument between Abaye and Rava is, Abaye says that there's nothing wrong with lighting the candle and leaving the room, and Rava says that you're not supposed to do that. You have to light the candle in a way that you'll sit by the candle. So whatever the machlekes Abaye and Rava is, that really is the machlekes in the Mishnah itself between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, right? Because the Chachamim say that you are allowed to light with Itron. So they're not concerned with what Rabbi Shmuel is concerned about. Rabbi Shmuel is concerned that you're going to leave the room, like Rava says. The Chachamim hold that you're allowed to light with this Itron, with this tar, even though it has a bad smell. So apparently the Chachamim, they don't care if you leave the room. Rabbi Shmuel comes along and says that you have to light with a candle, that you'll be tempted, that you'll be invited to stay by the Ner. But if you're going to leave the room because it smells, then you didn't fulfill your obligation of lighting with a candle that has a bad odor, right? So really, the same argument that Abaye and Rava have is really the argument between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel.
Are they talking about like lighting a candle made out of tar?
We're talking about the fuel that you're using is tar. We're talking about the fuel, okay. The fuels, right? So like, think of it as like an oil.
Right.
So you're going to use the tar to fuel the flame. So now Tosfos says like this, Dibra Maskal, Tosfos begins with the words Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos is a Chayva. So Tosfos says the following, Pirish B'Mokam Suda. So when Rava says that lighting the candle is a chayva, it's an obligation, what he means, to, even though the Gemara doesn't explain it this way, Tosfos says what the Gemara means is that Rav is adding it's a chayva to light the candle where you're planning on eating. In other words, you have to eat by the candlelight. The chayva hu shiyisoy b'mokam haner. There's an obligation to eat by the candle. Mishum oinek, because it's an oinek, right? Because you enjoy your suda more. When you enjoy your suda more when you're eating b'makam. Here, you want to let Ellie look on. Yeah. You enjoy the suda more when you're eating by the candle, as opposed to eating in the dark. But says Tosfos, when it comes to lighting the candle itself, loy havi parach Abaye. Abaye wouldn't have asked. In other words, Tosfos is reading into the Gemara. When Abaye says, light the candle and leave, Abaye doesn't mean to say that there's absolutely no obligation to light a candle in the first place. Of course Abaye agrees that you have to light near Shabbos. Abaye is not arguing on that. He's not questioning that. Abaye apparently holds that there's no obligation to eat by the candle. You can light the candle over here and you can eat somewhere else in the dark. Right, the mitzvah to light the candle doesn't obligate you to eat in the light. Light the candle and leave somewhere else. So and that's what the Chachamim would hold. He doesn't hold, right, he holds, we're going to see in a second, the Beis HaLevi explains the Malachi. So he doesn't hold of any of that. He just holds that you have to light the candle and that's it. And then you are Yotze, right? But Abaye agrees that there is an obligation to light a candle as well, but you can fulfill the obligation by lighting the candle and leaving, right? Rava comes along and he's explaining Rabbi Shmuel that there's more than just a mitzvah to light the candle. So Tosfos says, of course you have to light the candle. And now what's the proof you have to light the candle? Because the Mishnah says in B'mem Malikin, Al Gimel Averis Nashim. This is a special mitzvah that the women have, that there are three Averis that Nashim are especially required to do, that they're liable for, that they have to keep. One is the laws of Nida, Chala, that they're the ones who usually bake the bread, they separate the challah, and hadlokas haner. So the Mishnah says that the women are the ones who are responsible, are punished if they don't fulfill these three mitzvahs. So obviously there's an obligation. Al she'einan zehiris padlokas haner, if they're not careful with lighting the candle. So says Tosfos, of course Abaye agrees to that.
Assumption, this is a deraisa?
So it's not a deraisa, it's a mitzvah of kavik Shabbos or oinik Shabbos from the pasuk in Yeshaya, right, where it talks about kavik Shabbos, v'chibadtoi, kavik Shabbos and oinik Shabbos, but Tosfos is saying that of course Abaye agrees to this mitzvah derabanan of lighting the candle, because the Mishnah says that women are punished if they're not zohir in hadlokas haner. So what is the machlokes between Abaye and Rava? So it's mavur that everybody holds that there's a mitzvah to light the candle. The whole machlokes Abaye and Rava, Abaye doesn't care if you leave and Rava says you can't leave, which by that, for the same token, is the machlokes the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel, because the Chachamim say you're allowed to light with this itron, with this tar, even though it's smells and even though you can probably leave, and Rabbi Shmuel holds you have to light by the candle. The chayve is that you need to have the suda b'makam the neiris, the hainu l'or haner. You have to eat by the candlelight. Now, the
so
base...
How can
Abaye hold what?
How can Abaye hold the
yitzhe? Abaye holds all you have to do is light and then you can leave. So the Beis HaLevi explains... Okay, so it's talking about when it's safe. It's safe, right? Maybe you put the, you know, like sometimes I just noticed over here also. So like after you light the yard site in there, you don't want it. There's a minute not to extinguish it. So people put it in their sink or something where it's safe, or it can be left unattended. So the Beis HaLevi says that the Mechoike says everybody holds that there's a chiyuv to light because of Kavod Shabbos, right? So we know that we discussed this in the past. There are two inyanim. There's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and there's a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. There are two different mitzvahs, and we're going to talk about this. The Briska Rav coming up later is going to describe exactly what falls under Kavik Shabbos and what falls under Oinik Shabbos. But everybody agrees that lighting the candle in honor of Shabbos falls under the mitzvah of Kavik Shabbos. It's among the things we do for Kavik Shabbos. And the whole Machlekes Abaye in Rava is if lighting the candle falls under the chiyuv of Oinik Shabbos. That's the Machlekes. So according to Abaye, Abaye says you can light with Itron. He doesn't understand why Rabbi Shmuel would say you can't light with Itron. You can light with Itron, you can light with the tar, because even if I end up leaving the room and I eat somewhere else in the dark, so what, right? So what? I was mekayin the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. I lit a candle in honor of the Shabbos. I did something before Shabbos to honor the incoming of the Shabbos. So I was yoytze the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. That's the whole obligation of lighting the candle. But according to Rava, and he's saying shot in Rabbi Shmuel, that's why you can't light with the tar, with the foul-smelling oil. Reason is because you'll leave. In other words, besides, over and above the mitzvah of honoring the Shabbos, you also have to enjoy the Shabbos. Yeah. So you have to be able to eat by the light, because eating in the dark is less enjoyable. That's the machlekes. Now, just to bring out the point that this is, that the way the Beis HaLevi explains the machlekes, this is like a real machlekes that has an impact lahalacha, the Shnois Eliyahu on the Mishnayos. So he's in the back of the Mishnayos, there's a Pirish Shnois Eliyahu from the Vilna Goin. So the Vilna Goin asks a kushin eflah, he asks like an amazing question, like really keeping track of these ideas and these shitas, he asks like a tremendous kasha. Go ahead.
Is the question based on like, aren't you supposed to eat like just on the makam of the halakas nearest, like a hotel kind of thing, like you light your room, you light where you
so
eat.
If you're going to light somewhere else, see, nowadays again it's less applicable because we're not eating in the dark, but technically according to Rava, if you're going to light the candle here and eat somewhere else, you're not being mekayim one of the components of the Ner Shabbos. Right. Now, nowadays, like in halacha, if you're going to light in a, if you're going to, sometimes you go to a hotel, and they don't, there's no place to light at the table or whatever, so they designate like some side room to light the neiris in the side room, and those candles really are like irrelevant to you, like they don't, you don't see it, you don't benefit from it, symbolic. Right. So then that, the Paiskim say, is really like almost like a bracha levatala to light such a candle like that. It would be better to have in mind on the light bulb in your room, and have in mind, because it's a relevant light source, rather than just light it and delegate and. Re, relegate the candle somewhere.
One component.
Not if the candle is like totally somewhere else. That's totally irrelevant.
I think the Christ would have lit.
No, it is neither where you're in the room sleeping nor where you're eating.
My father's and my mother
in the room.
In the room. I would take my father downstairs to
the coffee shop.
Because they don't let you light by the table, really.
They don't light by the table. Right. They have a whole separate room.
As long as the candle would still be lit in the room when both.
Oh yeah.
So the Shulchan Aruch passes is like this. So we're doing we're up to item hay.
How much hanah do you have to have from the candle to be yotzei the hanah part?
That's a very good question. So they say, let's say for example, the woman is lighting the candle and she's going to be going somewhere else. So there's a shaila where you should light. So some people say you should light where you're going to eat. And even though other people are lighting there already, let's say you're being hosted by someone, so you're going to eat the suda Friday night somewhere. So you're allowed to light where you're eating. And some even say it's preferable because of Tosefes Or. Because even though there's already light, and for that matter, like we have, the light in the room is on already. So the lighting of the candle is Tosefes Or. It adds to the ambiance of the Shabbos. It adds to the Seder of the Shabbos to light the candle, right? In the Mukkam where you're eating, because it adds the atmosphere, it adds to the ambiance of the Suda, right? That's what some people say. And some people say that if for whatever reason you can't do that, you should light where you're going to be sleeping, because at least you'll have the Kavik Shabbos by the time you get back. But the candle has to still be lit.
A buy-in.
So buying in is when you have a chiyuv to light and you don't have a place to light and you don't want to do Tosefes Or. If you don't want to rely on the opinion,
why wouldn't somebody want to do Tosefes Or? Yeah, well, the more the merrier.
Well, not everybody agrees that Tosefes Or is a svara. Not everybody holds that that's justified.
Or you want to take part of the oneg and you have to come after Shabbos, so maybe you want to give them something before Shabbos so that.
You mean, or let's say you won't be there. You're not going to be there until Friday night. So you're going to contribute. That would be another good example, right? You're going to be eating somewhere and you're not going to be there before Shabbos, and for whatever reason you can't light back home. So then you'd contribute to their, you would help pay for the oil.
Buying in or
yeah. That makes it that you're mekayim with that halacha. That's a very good example. Thanks, Shkoyche. Okay, now here's an amazing question. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samach Gimel Paskins, the Ein Madligin Be'idron, Shemiyani Chenu V'yotza. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you're not allowed to light with Idron. You can use any oil, but you can't use Idron because we're afraid you're going to leave. The Shulchan Aruch brings Rabbi's reason. We're afraid that you're going to leave. So if we follow along, that means that we're paskening like Rabbi Shmuel, we're paskening like Rava, that there's a mitzvah to eat by the candle of Oinig Shabbos. That's what it says. And that's the Shita of Rava and the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, in 273, the Shulchan Aruch himself paskens the Yochel Lahadlik Babayas, that you're allowed to light your candle in your house, and you can eat in the Chatzar if you enjoy it more. So you want to have like an outside Friday night dinner, so you light your candles inside. Again, this is talking about in the old days where there's no other light, you're sitting in the dark. So you're lighting your candle inside your house, and for whatever reason, the Shulchan Aruch says maybe you want to go outside, it's too hot in the house, or maybe there's a fly in the house that's bothering you, so you want to sit outside. Usually it's the opposite, but that's the example of the Shulchan Aruch, you want to sit outside, so you're allowed to. So the Vilna Gaon asks that these two halachas are contradictory, because where did the Shulchan Aruch get the idea that even though you lit in the house, you're allowed to eat outside in the chatzar, in the courtyard, if you enjoy it more? So the Vilna Gaon says that's the shita of the rekeach, that you don't have to eat by the Nair. So asks the Vilna Gaon, how can you bring these two halachas simultaneously? Because the Rekeach holds that you're allowed to light in the house and eat outside in the dark. That's because the Rekeach paskins like the Chachamim that you're allowed to light with Itron also. So there's no mitzvah at all to eat by the candle. But we, the Shulchan Aruch himself in Reish Samach Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel, it should be Reish Samach Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch already paskins like the Chachamim, that, like the Shulchan Aruch already paskened like Rabbi Shmuel, that you're not allowed to light with Idron because we want you to eat by the candle. So how would the Shulchan Aruch know that for any old reason you want to sit outside, that you're allowed to leave the candle, right? So that's the Vilna Gaon remains with the Tzarachin. What? It's a stira in the Mechaber.
But the Mechaber here may be changing his mind because he emphasizes on the Oneg.
So in Reish Samach Gimel, he emphasizes the Oinig, that you have to eat by the candle, because he paskens like Rabbi Shmuel that you're not allowed to light with Idron. And then over there, he says that if you enjoy sitting outside, you can go sit outside.
Because, what a, maybe because in the dark. Sonne. Maybe that goes to that.
So the Vilna, so the Machsa Shekel. So what?
Why would somebody light? But what if she doesn't have?
He doesn't have any other oil, or let's say he because the tar burns very well. It burns very well.
Anyways,
you don't want to look at it.
Doesn't bother.
We're talking about maybe he's used to it. That's a good point. Good point. But Rav Shmuel doesn't say that though, because you okay. So now, the Machsa Shekel says what you said. The Machsa Shekel says that really the halacha is that you're supposed to eat by the ner, right? But the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where it's going to be uncomfortable to sit by the ner, either because it's hot or because there's a fly, and you want to sit outside, so it'll turn out being a bigger oinig. So the Machsa Shekel, he explains that it shouldn't be a contradiction in Svara. But the Vilna Gaon is asking that from a textual perspective, you don't have a raya to that, because the Rekeach, who allows you to eat outside, that's because the Rekeach passes like the Chachamim, that you're also allowed to light with Itron. And the Shulchan Aruch, who already passed like Rabbi Shmuel in Reish Samach Gimel, that you should not use the foul-smelling tar, because we want you to be encouraged to sit by the candle. How would the Shulchan Aruch know that for any reason you can go sit outside? Maybe the Einik Shabbos of eating by the candlelight would outweigh any other Einik Shabbos, right? So you're right, really. In Svara, we can reconcile the two halachas, that it's talking about a case where you'll get Einik sitting outside. But how does the Shulchan Aruch know that? That's really the Einik. That's really the depth of the Shulchan Aruch. The Machsa Shekel. Yeah. But the Vilna Gaon is asking, but then don't quote the Rekeach. Right, in other words, there's no source for that.
Right. But you don't, it's possible to be Machalik. We've been assuming that Rabbi Shmuel and Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi,
mm-hmm. Right? Rabbi's the one who explained Rabbi Shmuel, right.
Although, maybe you can be Machalik within that. Meaning the idea that, I don't know exactly what we would say, but yeah. The idea that the bad smelling thing would be a problem, and the chiyuv to eat by it, even though they overlap, it could be still a different din potentially.
Well, Tosfos then inserts this idea that the chiyuv for Rav and Rav Yishmael is the suda
of Oinik Shabbos.
Yeah. But what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't necessarily have to adopt that.
Right, in other words, he might have a different reason. But whatever the reason is, he brings the Taisa. In other words, he brings the Gemara's reason that we don't want you to leave the candles.
Right.
Right? He brings that reason. So if you're bringing that reason, how does the Shulchan Aruch know that if you want to sit outside, it's permitted to sit outside, right? How does he know? So we could sit here and we can speculate. We could say, well, the Shulchan Aruch decided that if you want to sit outside, that's a bigger oinig than sitting by the candle. But the problem is that there's no source for that, because the opinion that allows you to sit outside actually is the Chachamim's opinion that there's no mitzvah to sit by the candle, right? That the Rekeach passing like the Chachamim. So it's just very interesting, taking the Vilna Gaon, it's very interesting that the Chachamim, they actually hold that there's no requirement to light the candles in such a way that you're going to eat by the candle. They hold you can light the candle over here and you can go eat or go spend time somewhere else. You're not required to stay by the candle at all. You don't have to benefit really from the candle. That's what the Chachamim hold. And Rabbi Shmuel holds no, that there's more to it than just lighting a candle for Shabbos. You have to actually sit by the candle and enjoy by the candle. Eat by the candle. The Rambam says sit by the candle, but you have to be spending time by the candle. But there's actually a machlekes over here. What?
That's
well, Tosfos, all Tosfos added to this was that Abaye agrees that there is a chiyuv to light the candle. That's all Tosfos added. And Rav is the one who's mechadish that you have to sit by the candle. But even without the Tosfos, we'll see in a minute, Rav is certainly saying that we want you to sit by the candle. There's no question about that, right? All Tosfos added to this mix was that even Abaye agrees there's a chiyuv to light a candle. That's all Tosfos added.
So he wants to see you by the candle and not leave. This is, I mean, to you, Yanichana.
Yeah.
But we don't know what Yanichana means. Yanichana might mean, according to Tosfos.
Right.
Or you shouldn't leave at all, you should be
right.
There.
Right, right. So that's basically what the Machsa Shekel says. That's basically what the Machsa Shekel says. Machsa Shekel says that even though there's a mitzvah to light and eat by the candle, that doesn't preclude you from eating somewhere else if you find it nicer to eat somewhere else. But the Vilna Gaon is asking that there's no basis for that based on the sources. That's what the Vilna Gaon is asking. In other words, we can sit here, we can explain and justify why the two opinions are not just necessarily contradictory. But there's no source for that. It doesn't stem with the sources.
The first opinion, it's like what the Ezra said before. It's like Hanukkah, you just light and you also...
According to Abaye, the Chachamim, exactly.
According to the second opinion, it's the Onik Shabbos.
Exactly. So that's what the Beis Halevi says. Abaye holds the mitzvah like the Chachamim is for Kavod Shabbos, and then Rav is adding that there's also a Chiyuv of Onik Shabbos, which translates into eating by the candle.
But if you don't eat by the candle, what is the connection for the, I mean, why we have the mitzvah to light the candle?
Because it's still an honor for the Shabbos. It's Kavik Shabbos to light. You're recognizing Shabbos by preparing a candle. Maybe that if you want to have light, you'll have light. You're getting ready for Shabbos. So you are being Kavik.
What?
That's a very good question. So there's two types of mitzvahs. One type of mitzvah slabahanas nitnu means that the act of performing a mitzvah is not considered getting hanas. So for example, you can blow a shofar that you made a nether on, right? Because being mekayim a mitzvah with an object is not in and of itself hana. But there are certain mitzvahs where the mitzvah is to be nana. So, for example, the whole Suda Shabbos, the mitzvah was given to be nena. The Torah is guiding us how to enjoy the Shabbos. Mm-hmm. There's a mitzvah of oining Shabbos. That was certainly given for Hanukkah.
So the first opinion would not be.
So Rava holds, Abaye holds that the purpose of the way Tosfos and the Beis Halevi explain, that the purpose of lighting the candle is to honor the Shabbos.
Period.
How does that honor the Shabbos? You're acknowledging Shabbos is coming in. You're getting your house ready. You have light if you need it. Right? So you honor the Shabbos. But you don't have to sit by the lighting of the candle does not... You do not need to get Oinik Shabbos out of the candle. You can eat in the dark if you want, right? Rava, who holds like Rabbi Shmuel holds, that not only do you have to prepare your house in honor of Shabbos, that the house should be ready for Shabbos, you have to actually enjoy the Shabbos by eating the Suda next to the Nair, as opposed to eating in the dark. That's the Machaikas of Ayin Rava. Now,
who usually Pascha Chum?
So that's a good question. So because Rabbi Shmuel says that, and because Rava explains Rabbi Shmuel, sometimes in Psak we say that we Pascha like the Das Yachid. That's a good question. We usually pass on like the Chachamim, usually, but not always. Very often we find that we pass on like a Yachid, and the Paiskim usually say, since Rava explained Rabbi Shmuel, that means that Rava is siding with Rabbi Shmuel. But you're right, the Rekeach passes like the Chachamim. So you don't have to sit by the candle.
Because before you said that it's not worth it lighting the candles in the other room, but Lamaisa, you are...
Well, that's why I added that even according to the Chachamim, honoring the Shabbos is that you're preparing the Shabbos in a way that you'll have light. If you're lighting the candle in an irrelevant place, then you're not being yotze anything.
Just lighting it and produce the Shabbos?
Well, we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to sit by the candle, right? So lighting the candle over there is nothing. That's what the paskin say. Okay, now the Tosfos HaRosh, it's just interesting, the Tosfos HaRosh, who usually goes along with the Tosfos HaRosh argues with the Tosfos, and he says in item Vav, Miu Lishna Mashma the Hadlaka Mamish Kai. So the Tosfos argues with Tosfos. The way Tosfos explains Abaye and Rava, Abaye also agrees that you have to light the candle. He just holds you don't have to sit by the candle. The chiyuv to light the candle is kavod Shabbos. And Rava is only adding that hadlakas ner is a chayva. He just means it's an obligation to sit by the candle. The Rush argues. The Rush says that it's not mashma like that. It's mashma that we're talking about actually the chiyuv to light the candle. The Gemara doesn't say that the mitzvah is to eat by the candle. The pasuk, the Gemara says that hadlakas ner is a chayva, that the lighting of the candle itself is an obligation. That seems to say that that's what Rava is adding, and Abaye argues. So says Tosfos HaRosh, v'nira the salka daitach li Abaye, that Abaye holds. Now, what was Tosfos's raya? That you have to light Shabbos candles, because the Mishnah says later that that's among the things that the women are responsible for. The three things. So you see that there's an obligation that's non-negotiable. The Rosh says no. What the Mishnah there means, or could mean, is that they're nenash because they're ma'achrin, because they delay the lighting, and that you could light it and come to Chil Shabbos. So it's very interesting. In other words, it's better not to light the candle at all than to light the candle too late after Shkia and Bimachal, and possibly Bimachal Shabbos. So when the Mishnah says that the Noshim are held accountable for not being careful with the Nair, it doesn't have to be referring to an obligation to light a Nair in the first place. Maybe there's no obligation to light the Nair in the first place. Obviously, common sense, you don't want to sit in the dark, you're going to light a Nair. But you don't have to light a Nair. When the Mishnah says that they're accountable for not being careful with the Nair, it means lighting the Nair on Shabbos, violating the Shabbos. But who says that there's actually an obligation in the first place to light a Nair in the first place?
Well, that helps with the level of the Onesh, right? If it's just a...
It explains more. It explains more.
But if you're Michal Shabbos...
Right, then it explains why they're Mesis Bishasle Das.
So the Nair is more important than Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah.
Well, that's because we paskin like Rava. Right? Because it will be an obligation, right? But Abaye holds that there's no obligation to light a Nair. But according to the Rush, when the Mishnah says they're held accountable, it's if they light too late on Shabbos, if they decide to light. According to Abaye v'Chachamim, Lekha Chiyuv Klal. But the Tosfos Rush emphasizes that there's no obligation at all to light a candle according to Abaye, right? So according to the, so that the Rush learns that that when the Gemara, when Rava comes along and says, why can't you light with Itron? Because you might leave, right? So basically, according to the Rush, what the Gemara is saying is, if you leave, it's as if you didn't light a candle. What purpose is there to light a candle and then to go sit in the dark somewhere else? It's as if you didn't light a candle, right? So Abaye says, who cares? Let him leave. Why? Because there is no obligation to light a candle. It's a nice thing. You'll be sitting in the light, but if you don't want to, if you want to go somewhere else and sit in the dark, isn't the hey, go sit in the dark. Because there's no mitzvah to light a candle at all. That's Abaye. But according to Rava is saying, no, there's an obligation to light a candle, and inherent in that means there's an obligation to sit by the candle because otherwise it's as if you didn't light a candle. Right. So there's a fundamental machlekes here between the Rush and the Tosfos, whether in the Chachamim there's a chiyuv to light near Shabbos at all. Okay, now the Rambam says in Perikei, this is very interesting, the Rambam says, so I quoted it here in item Zion. This is in Perikei Halacha Aleph. This is the Rambam we saw the other day. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos einu rishus. So clearly he's going on the Gemara by the Itron. So the Rambam says lighting a candle on Shabbos is not something voluntary. Imrotza madlik v'imrotza einu madlik. That it's your choice if you want to light or not. V'loy mitzvah, and it's not even a mitzvah. So because the Gemara says that lighting a candle is a chayva, and taking a shower before Shabbos is a mitzvah. So the Rambam says, lighting a candle is not voluntary, you don't have a choice, and it's not even a mitzvah, meaning she'ena chayiv lirdoi fakra. A mitzvah would mean that it's something that you're supposed to do, but you don't have to go, it's a good thing. Ad she'yasena, you go an Erev Chatzeres. It's a mitzvah to make an Erev Chatzeres, but you don't get punished if you don't. If you don't do an Erev Chatzeres, it's not a problem. Or in atilas yadayim la'achila, it's a mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat, but there are certain leniencies. If you're further than a mill, if you're too far away from water, you don't have to. Elazech choiva. So he's quoting the Gemara, and the Rambam is saying lighting the candle is an absolute chiyuv. Afilu ein loy mayoychal. This is the famous Rambam. Even if the ani doesn't have anything to eat, shoyel ala psachim olakeach shemen umavlik asaner. Even the poor person who can't afford it has to make it his business, and the gabbait staka has to supply him with money. It's not something voluntary. It's not something that's a nice thing to do. It's an absolute obligation to light the candle. Shezeh bechlal. Oynik Shabbos, because you have to, because of Oynik Shabbos, v'chayiv levorech koydim hadlaka, and you have to light before the hadlaka, baruch ato Hashem, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, kederech shemavorech al kol hadvarim shehu chayiv behem midivrei sefer. You have to make a bracha on lighting the candles, just as much as a bracha on any other mitzvah, because lighting the candle is an absolute obligation. You have to light Shabbos candles. Now, the Rambam is consistent. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is clearly quoting the Gemara about Itron. He's saying that you can't just light the candle and leave the room because it's a chayva. That was the context of the Gemara. And the Rambam says it's a chayva. It's not even a mitzvah. It's more than a mitzvah. It's an absolute obligation that you have to go out and be shoyal al psachim. You have to beg to be able to light the candles. And in Halacha Yud, it's consistent. He paskins like Rabbi Shmuel, so it's consistent. That aim adlikin be Itron that they shurechay ra. It has a bad odor. Shema yanichena v'yetzei v'chayva olav leishev la'or haner. That the obligation to light candle means that you have to sit by the ner. That's in Perikei. So in Perikei, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that lighting the ner is Oynik Shabbos, and he reads that into Rabbi Shmuel, similar to Tosfos. He reads it into Rabbi Shmuel, and it's an absolute obligation to light the ner. Now in Perik Lamed, in the 30th Perik of Hilchos Shabbos, so it's a big section of the Rambam, he says like this: Misader Adam Shulchana Be'erev Shabbos. It's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that one is supposed to set the table before Shabbos on Friday. Even if you're only planning on eating a kazayas of bread, right? Apparently you can be yotze your suda with the kazayas. It's a shiloh if it's a kazayas or the size of an egg. But apparently the Rambam holds you can be yotze with a kazayas. So you have to set your table, even if you're only planning on eating a kazayas. A quick meal, it'll take you 5 minutes to eat. But the table should be set nicely in honor of Shabbos. You should also set your table after Shabbos for Malava Malka, even though, again, you're only going to eat a kazayas, so it's something that you wouldn't ordinarily set the table for, you wouldn't bother, but in honor of Shabbos you should. In order to honor the Shabbos, to bring the Shabbos in and to escort the Shabbos out, right? So the suda, the setting the table before is to honor the Shabbos coming in, and then the setting the table after Shabbos and eating Lava Malka is in order to escort the Shabbos out. But Tzarech L'saken Beisai B'Voed Yoyim, you should prepare your home before Shabbos, all because of Kavod Shabbos. And now look what the Rambam says. V'yehei ner dolok, and you should have the ner already lit. V'shulchan aruch, and the table should be set. Lechol, umita mutzas, and the bed should be made. The place can actually say the bed being made doesn't mean the bedroom. It means they used to sit on beds in the dining room. Shekol elu lekavik Shabbos hein. All of these things are in honor of the Shabbos. Okay? So actually, there are those who ask a contradiction in the Rambam, because in Perek Hey, he calls the Shabbos, he calls the candle Oinik Shabbos, and in Perek Lamed, he calls the Shabbos Kavik Shabbos. So the Rav Chaim, in the stencils, in the Chedushi HaGrach, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, they bring B'Shem the Griz, Rav Yitzchak Zev, the Briskerov, he brings to be Medayik in the differences in the Rambam. In Perek Hey, the Rambam says there's a Chiev that the Ner should be Dolok. There's a Chiev that the Ner should be lit. It's almost as if the Rambam is saying, I don't care how you get the candle lit, as long as you're eating, you're sitting by a Ner on Shabbos, you're being Yoytze Oinik Shabbos. Of course, you can't light a candle on Shabbos. Of course, everybody knows. But the Rambam doesn't emphasize that it should be lit before Shabbos. Of course, obviously, it has to be lit before Shabbos. But the way the Rambam defines the mitzvah,
it should be a Ner. It has to be specifically lit for Lichvot Shabbos.
Exactly. Just Ner Dolok. There should be a candle lit. Bish Shabbos, on Shabbos, because of Oinik Shabbos, that you should enjoy the Shabbos. You shouldn't be sitting in the dark. Now, obviously, you can't light the candle on Shabbos, but the Rambam doesn't emphasize that. He just says you should be sitting by a candle. I don't care how the candle gets released. You should be sitting by a candle in order to enjoy Shabbos. And in Perek Lamed, he emphasizes that the Ner should be Dolok from Erev Shabbos because of Kavik Shabbos. And again, the Brisker Rav, obviously, I realize that you can't light a candle on Shabbos, but why is the Rambam emphasizing now that it has to be lit from before Shabbos? So the Brisker Rav, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, he says that there are two mechayvim, there are two reasons to light the Ner. Number one, because of Oinik Shabbos. Now, Oinik Shabbos, this is what you just said, Jay. You're not lighting it in honor of Shabbos. We only care about the here and the now. That on Shabbos itself, you should be enjoying yourself. So you should be sitting by a Ner because you have to enjoy your Suda or you have to enjoy the time on Shabbos. You can't be sitting in the dark. The Iker Chiyuv is that the candle should be lit. And we don't care, Be'etzem, we don't care intrinsically whether the candle was lit before Shabbos or not. In brackets, so the Brisker Rav says, even if it would be possible to somehow get a candle lit on Shabbos, let's say there would be, you can do a Mir La'akum in some kind of permitted circumstance, you can get a non-Jew to light the candle under certain circumstances, or a timer. So we don't care how you're sitting by the candle. In Perek Hay, where he talks about Oinik Shabbos, the bottom line is you should be sitting by a candle. But in Perek Lamed, he's writing that the Ner should be Muchon Erev Shabbos, and you should set your table Erev Shabbos, all because of Kavod Shabbos. So over there, the Kavod Shabbos is specifically that you should have done it before Shabbos. So there's two in Yonim. Number one, you have to enjoy your time on Shabbos. So you have to have a candle lit, you have to sit by the candle. But number two, there's a mitzvah, there's a separate component of honoring the Shabbos, going out of your way to honor the Shabbos. You shouldn't come home from shul and scramble and then try to set the table. It should all be ready before, because you want to honor the Shabbos by having everything ready before, as if you're inviting an important guest, a king. In order to be mechaber the Shabbos b'knisasa. So there's two dinim in the candle. So now, actually, this is really the way the Beis HaLevi, who by the way was the Brisker Rav's grandfather, this is how the Beis HaLevi learned the Tosfos, actually. Right? In other words, there's kavod and oinik. There's a mitzvah to light the candle for kavod, and there's a mitzvah to light the candle for oinik. But the Brisker Rav is clarifying that it's not just like semantics, that there's a mitzvah for kavod and a mitzvah for oinik, but there's actually a practical difference. Kavod Shabbos plays, the role of kavod Shabbos is what you do before Shabbos, what you do to get ready before Shabbos, setting up the house, setting the table, taking a shower. These are all things that you do in honor of the Shabbos that are done before Shabbos, anticipating Shabbos coming. But the oinik Shabbos is all about enjoying Shabbos when it's already here. So let's say I would somehow get a candle to be lit on Shabbos. Fulfill Oinik Shabbos, I'm going to enjoy my Shabbos. I'm not sitting in the dark, but I'm not going to get the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos because because I didn't prepare in advance. Kavod Shabbos means to prepare in advance.
Preparatory.
Now, the Nafka Mina, right, this is a Nafka Mina, and I thought of this myself, and I actually saw this in the Paiskim. The Nafka Mina between these two ideas is Yom Tif. So when do people light candles Yom Tif night, the first night of Yom Tif?
It has to be after a certain
right?
time.
So after, so when do we light, so the second night second of Yom Tif, yeah, it has to be after a certain time, because you shouldn't light from the first day to the second day. But what about the first night of Yom Tif, right? The first night of Yom Tif, where you have the weekday air of Yom Tif, and then you have Yom Tif, yes. When do you light candles? So I saw in the Paiskim that the minig always was, the Matna Frayim brings, and the people speculate why that minig, the minig always was that the women lit candles after the men came home from shul. They would light the candles
there,
the in the home.
That's the thing where someone quoted his wife or his mother.
That's the drisha, very good, yeah, the drisha, the sma, oh. He quotes, very good, very good. Yeah. So the custom always was, and the Matna Frayim, he testifies, he admits that the custom always was that the women light after everybody comes home from shul, right before the meal. That would be the minig. Why not? You can light candles on Yom Tov, as long as you have an existing light, you can light candles on. That was always the minig, and in halacha also it's brought that is a valid minig. So now, on Yom Tov, right, there's also a mitzvah of simcha and oinig, of kavod and oinig. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes that Yom Tov, there's also a mitzvah of kavod Yom Tov and oinig Yom Tov, just as much as on Shabbos. So now you're allowed to light on Yom Tov. That would all apply on Oneg Shabbos. But covet of Yom Tif, if you want to honor the Yom Tif, then there's what to be said. Maybe you should still light the candle before Yom Tif in order to honor the Yom Tif, right? So it's true. This is exactly like a Nafka Mina, what the Brisk Rav was saying. If the reason why you're lighting the candles is for Oneg, so then it doesn't matter how you got the candle lit. It doesn't have to be prepared in advance, as long as you're enjoying yourself when it's already Shabbos. So on Yom Tif, I can light the candle on Yom Tif. So I'd be allowed to light the candle after I get home from shul. I can light the candle on Yom Tif as long as I'm not sitting in the dark. But according to the reason of kavod Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a kavod Yom Tov as well. We wear nice clothes in kavod Yom Tov, so then you should light the candle before Yom Tov, even for Yom Tov. Now the second day you shouldn't light the first day for the second day, because you shouldn't prepare the first day for the second day. But on the first night itself, you can light on erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So the people speculate, why was there a minig to light after dark? So so some people say because of Shechianu. Some people say because that when women go to the mikveh, they shouldn't be mekabel Yom Tov before, they have to still do chafifa. Other people say it was a gzeira, that people are going to confuse the second night with the first night, and the second night you should, most opinions say you should light after dark. Right. So the first night, we don't want to make a difference, it's too confusing. So there are a lot of different reasons why the minig became to light at night, but there's a lot to be said for lighting before as well. So because of kavod. And it turns out, and Ukvar Dibru Bezeha Sma, which is Muvah B'Prisha, that was the Sma that he quotes his mother. Now, the Chassam Sofer also talks about this. Now, it's very interesting because the Yavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, brings that it's a Beferish of Balamor and Meiri in Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah, Ein Sarfin Truma Tmeya B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to, Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Tzreifa B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to light with Shemen Tzreifa on Yom Tov. And Shemen Tzreifa is Truma, that's Tamei. Why can't you use that for candle lighting on Yom Tov? Because you can't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So the Balamor and the Meiri bring a raya from the Mishnah that the minig was always to light on Yom Tov itself. Because if you're lighting Erev Yom Tov anyway, what difference does it make? Right? So the Mishnah is mashma that the minig was to light on Yom Tov. But the Rambam, who says that lighting candles falls under Kavod Shabbos, so maybe the Rambam would argue on the Meiri and on the Balamor, and you should taka light the candles before. So it turns out that it might be a Mechoikas Rambam and Balamor.
That assumes that there is Kavod Oneg and Yom Tov similar to Shabbos, and even
which the Shulchan Aruch says there is,
and even beyond that, you could say that by Shabbos it's lav dafka that Kavod is before Shabbos and Oneg is on. Kavod means they're conceptually different things, right? So Kavod means you're bringing Kavod to the Yom of Shabbos.
Right.
Oneg is that you get a certain type of hana on Shabbos.
Right.
So by
but it happens to be, but the Brisk Rav makes this chel. The Brisk Rav makes it, and the Vilna Gaon also makes
it. So
that,
like, for example, let's say I'm saying between Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could be mechal. You say that.
Yeah.
On Shabbos, the reason Ner Dalok is dafka before,
because you can't
light anyway.
Exactly, I was thinking
but
that.
But on Yom Tov, you can light other, on Yom Tov.
Very good. So first of all, some Paiskim say that nowadays, really, there's already light in the room anyway, so it's not as if you're not honoring. Right. And second of all, like you said, it's something easy enough to do, so maybe you can do that. Now, I wanted to just conclude over here that even though the Rambam says, like the Tosfos, that there's a kavod and there's an oinig, but I think the Rambam sounds like the Tosfos Harosh, Because when the Rambam brings the two chayuvim, one kavod and one oinig, where does he say to make the bracha? He says to make the bracha on the oinig one. And he says chayva, right? So it sounds like the kavod was only a nice thing to do, like setting the table. You don't make a bracha on setting the table. It sounds like to me that the ikar chiyuv, the obligation to light, is under the category of the oinig Shabbos, and the kavod Shabbos was just that it's a nice thing to do. So to me, it sounds like he holds more like the Tosfos Arush, that Rabbi Shmuel is the one who's being mechadish, who's saying that you have to light the candle because of oinig Shabbos. But Rabbi Shmuel, but the Chachamim and Abaye were not going with that, and perhaps there wouldn't be an obligation at all. Otherwise, why is the Rambam picking the bracha by oinig more than the bracha by kavod? Okay.
So you weren't mitzayim the grud. No,
it's red.
That is a kasha.
No, the grud. He blives Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah. The Vilna Gaon himself asks the kasha.
So you left his question.
Yeah. So I answered the Machsa Shekel, right? That there is a svar to be machalik, but I want to bring out the sharf kite of
okay.
Yeah. Yashikoyah. Thank you.